During the embargo, we really had a squeeze, but now that the embargo is over and we're importing the foreign oils again, we are going to find that within the next few years, there is going to be a greater and greater squeeze. And this is due to the fact that the refining capacity increase in production is going to be at a rate of about 3% between now and 1980. On the other hand, during the past decade, the increase in demand by consumers has been at a rate of about 5 to 6%. So as you can see, we are going to have more and more of a pinch on gasoline as the years go by, unless we start constructing new refineries. It takes about 7 years to construct a refinery, and therefore if we are going to have new refineries, we've got to get started immediately. There has only been one new refinery constructed during the past several years. There have been some expansions, but this has not been sufficient. The oil companies are inclined to blame the government for the imbalance, saying that there isn't an equitable system for signing oil imports, and also that there is not an economic climate available which is conducive to capital generation and investment.
Do you agree with the oil companies that that the consumer should conserve?
Yes, I think the consumer should conserve, but I also think the oil companies should start taking part of their excess profits and putting them into new refinery construction.
So what should we do as consumers? Should we buy more economical cars or grin and bear it?
we may have to grin and bear it unless there is an improvement. During the embargo, the increased demand went from 6% down to 3%, but it's back up to about 5 to 6% now. And we just can't continue with this imbalance. As the years go by, this imbalance will become greater and greater, and we may have to grin and bear it. There just won't be enough gasoline for everybody.